But over the last while and more, we have been going through a series with the boys and girls where we have been thinking about great Christians that you should know. And the Christian I want us to think about this morning is a man by the name of John Newton. John Newton. Now, John Newton lived over 200 years ago, 250 years ago in England, and his story is one that reminds us of the wonderful power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to change people's lives. He's a wonderful character with a wonderful story indeed to tell. He was born in the year 1725, and in the year 1731, something terrible happened with little John. Now, who can tell me what age John would have been? Who's the mathematicians here today? If he was born in 1725, what age was he in 1731? He was 6 years of age, and his mum died. And that was a very, very difficult thing for John. And John's father was often away from home, and John found that incredibly, incredibly difficult. And then something else happened with John in the year 1736. Now, if he was 6 years of age in 1731, what age do you think he was in 1736? Who's the mathematicians? You again. Okay. He was about 11. He was 10 years younger than I am. So there you go. He was 11 years of age whenever he was taken from his home and he was put on a ship. Now, John didn't want to be on that ship because they treated him badly on that ship. And when John, he was just a boy, a little boy, John tried to run away from that ship and they caught him. And boys and girls, they beat him sore to teach him a lesson, never to run away from that ship again. And you know, when John adapted himself to life in the ship, John adapted all sorts of very, very bad habits. He learned very bad habits from the other sailors who were rough, and he became the most wicked person in all of that ship. And the other sailors, they said, John Newton is so evil and so wicked, and he mocks God so much that I wouldn't even sail in the same ship as him because God would surely sink that ship the way John Newton behaves. John was a terrible man. And you know, boys and girls, John became involved in the trade called the slave trade. I'm sure you know what a slave is. Slave is somebody who's taken away and they're treated very badly and they're made to work for nothing. And in John's day and age, that's what was happening with people in Africa. And John didn't care about the misery of the slave trade as long as he was making money. And the ships, they would have left England. If you know how to read a map, at the top right-hand corner, that's England. The ships left England and they went down to Africa and they loaded the ship up with slaves, young African men and young African women, and they stole them from their homes and they took them right away across the Atlantic Ocean. And when they reached America, they were sold as if they were animals. Boys and girls, many of these poor people died on the ship. If you look at that, that's looking at a ship from above, a bird's eye view of a ship. You see the way they stacked them into the ship to try and get as many slaves as possible across to America. And many of them died. And you know, when they died, they just threw them over the side. And they said that you knew a slave ship because of all the sharks that were following after it. They knew they would get free dinners from all of the dead slaves. It was really, really evil. And whenever they sold the slaves in Africa, they then loaded their ships with tobacco and cotton and all sorts of other things and took them back across to England. And they kept doing that there. And people's lives were being absolutely ruined. But John Newton didn't care because he was making money from the slave trade. And John Newton was making lots of money, but he spent more money than he was making. And he owed a man an awful lot of money, and the man captured him, and the man sold John Newton as a slave to some African people. And John Newton almost died, but he managed to escape. And whenever he escaped, well, you would have thought, well, he's bound to know how wicked and evil this trade is now. Surely he'll stop it. But he didn't. In fact, he went on to become the captain of a slave ship so that he could make even more money. John Newton was a very wicked man. But boys and girls, something was to happen in John Newton's life that was to change it. If you see our next slide, John Newton was captaining his ship across the Atlantic on one occasion, and a great storm broke out. And this storm didn't last for an hour, and it didn't last for a day. It lasted for many, many days. And everybody on board the ship felt that the ship would surely sink. And John Newton realized that if that ship sank, he would have to stand before God in his sin, and that he would be condemned for that sin before God. And John Newton remembered something that his mum had told him all of those years before, when he was only 6 years of age. She told John Newton that God was a God of mercy, and that through Jesus, God could save anyone from their sin. You know, boys and girls, John, thinking that he was going to perish in that storm, he called out on the name of the Lord. He asked God to forgive him for his terrible life, and he asked God to show him mercy. And boys and girls, John Newton was gloriously saved. And you know what? The ship didn't sink at all. The ship survived the storm, and it reached port. And when it reached port, people could see the reality of John Newton's life, that John Newton's life had been changed to such a great degree. The next slide shows us that there. You know the way a caterpillar, an ugly caterpillar, turns into a beautiful butterfly? Well, John Newton's ugly life turned into a beautiful life because God, through the gospel, did a miracle in his heart. John Newton gave up the slave trade and he became a pastor, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And John Newton wrote many, many wonderful hymns, hymns that we still sing to this day. You know the hymn that we started with this morning, "Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken." John Newton wrote that hymn. "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear." He wrote that hymn. He wrote the hymn that we're going to sing in a few minutes' time. It's his most famous hymn. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." And as well as that, boys and girls, John Newton started to fight against the slavery that he had once been involved with. He preached against slavery everywhere. And there was a young man that used to sit under John Newton's preaching. His name was William Wilberforce. And William Wilberforce saw how right it was to stand against slavery. And boys and girls, he became a member of Parliament. And he fought to ban slavery throughout the British Empire. In 1807, his bill went through Parliament. And one day that bill would be received and slavery would be abolished. And it was John Newton's influence that made him do that. John Newton is buried in the churchyard that he used to minister in. And when John was really old, his memory started to go. But he said this before his memory went completely. Do you read it up there? He said, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and Christ is a great Savior." And if you were to go in that little churchyard today, you would see John Newton's tombstone. That's the front of it. And at the back of it, it says this: "John Newton, once an infidel and a libertine," that means that he lived against God and fought against God, "a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy." God did a miracle in John Newton's life. And the great lesson that we learn from John Newton's life is that God can save anyone. It doesn't matter how much sin there is in your life, God can work that same miracle. God can make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And although your life might not be like John Newton's life, and maybe never will be as bad as John Newton's life, the Bible says that we still all need John Newton's Savior. Because the Bible says that we still all have sin. And one sin can keep you out of heaven. Never mind a lot of sin. One sin can keep you out of heaven. And if John Newton were standing here speaking to you today, John Newton would say, "Why don't you receive my Savior as your Savior?" And the way that we do that is by doing what John Newton did. By confessing the fact that we are all great sinners before God, and asking him for his undeserved mercy by turning from our sin and putting our trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ, as our own and personal Savior. Will you do that? I hope and pray that you shall, and that God will change your life always for the better, as with John.